Ellen White's humility in writing. In a letter to O.A. Olsen, president of the General Conference, she wrote of how as she undertook this work she was almost overwhelmed with the subject. This week I have been enabled to commence writing on the life of Christ. Oh, how inefficient, how incapable I am of expressing the things which burn in my soul in reference to the mission of Christ. I have hardly dared to enter upon the work. There is so much to it all. And what shall I say, and what shall I leave unsaid? I lie awake nights pleading with the Lord for the Holy Spirit to come upon me, to abide upon me. I walk with trembling before God. I know not how to speak or trace with pen the large subject of the atoning sacrifice. I know not how to present subjects in the living power in which they stand before me. I tremble for fear lest I shall belittle the great plan of salvation by cheap words. I bow my soul in awe and reverence before God and say, "Who is sufficient for these things?" Only occasionally at this time did she mention specific visions in which scenes pertaining to the life of Christ passed before her, but in connection with first writing on the subject in 1858, the terms I saw, I was shown, or other terms indicating divine revelation and inspiration, frequently occurred. In 1889 she told of how the betrayal, trial, and crucifixion of Jesus had passed before her point by point. In 1900 she wrote, "Heavenly scenes were presented to me in the life of Christ, pleasant to contemplate, and again painful scenes which were not always pleasant for him to bear, which pained my heart.